Chapter 1. The Madrid Arrest. Spring 2018. Madrid was uncharacteristically cool for the end of spring. I'd flown in for a meeting with José Grinda, Spain's top anti-corruption prosecutor. I was there to share evidence about how dirty money connected to the murder of my Russian lawyer, Sergei Magnitsky, had been used to purchase luxury properties along Spain's Costa del Sol. The meeting was scheduled for 11 a.m. the following morning, which in Spain counts as an early meeting. When I arrived at my hotel that evening, the manager scurried over to the check-in desk and ushered the clerk aside. "Mr. Browder?" he asked. I nodded. "Welcome to the Grand Hotel Inglés. We have a very special surprise for you." I stay at a lot of hotels. Managers don't typically have surprises for me. "What's that?" I asked. "You will see. I will accompany you to your room." He spoke in careful English. "Could you please give me your passport and credit card?" I handed them over. He scanned my passport and fed the credit card, a black American Express card to which I'd recently been upgraded, into a chip reader. He handed me a room key with both hands cupped in a vaguely Japanese manner and stepped from behind the counter. Holding out his arm, he said, "Please, after you." I walked to the elevator, the manager following directly behind. We rode to the top floor. He stepped aside when the doors opened, making room for me to exit first. But once we were in the hall, he shuffled past me, stopping in front of a white door. He fumbled briefly with his master key and then opened the room. I peered inside. I'd been upgraded to the presidential suite. I was pretty sure this wasn't because of who I was, but because of this new American Express card. I'd always wondered what the fuss was with these things. Now I knew. "Wow," I said. I walked through the foyer and into a white living room decorated with tasteful modern furniture. On a low table was a spread of Spanish cheeses, Iberico ham, and fruit. The manager talked about what an honor it was to have me as a guest, even though I doubted he knew anything about me beyond which credit card I carried. He followed me around the suite, seeking my approval. There was a dining room, its table laid out with pastries, chocolates, and champagne on ice. Then came the reading room with a small private library. Then a lounge with a glass-topped bar. Then a little office with subdued lighting. And finally, the bedroom, which had a freestanding bathtub tucked under a high window. I had to suppress laughter. Of course, I loved the room. Who wouldn't? But I was in Madrid on a one-night business trip. It would have taken half a dozen people to eat all the food they had laid out. Moreover, if the manager had known the nature of my visit, talking to law enforcement officials about the sort of Russian gangsters who often booked suites like this, he probably wouldn't have been so enthusiastic. Still, I wasn't going to be rude. When we circled back to the foyer, I nodded appreciatively. "It's very nice," I said. "Thank you." As soon as he was gone, I called Elena, my wife, who was at home in London with our four children. I told her all about the room, how extravagant and ridiculous it was, and how I wished she were with me. After our call, I changed into jeans and a light sweater before heading out for an evening walk through the streets of Madrid, mentally preparing for my meeting with José Grinda the next day. Eventually, though, I got lost in the maze-like streets and squares and had to hail a cab to take me back to the hotel. The following morning was bright and sunny. Unlike the previous day, it was going to be hot. At around 8:15 a.m., I checked my papers and business cards and opened the door to go downstairs for breakfast. I stopped short. The manager stood on the landing, hand raised in mid-knock. On each side of him was a uniformed police officer. The patches on their crisp navy shirts read, "Policía Nacional." "Apologies, Mr. Browder," the manager said, glancing at the floor. "But these men need to see your identification." I handed my British passport to the larger of the two stone-faced officers. He studied it, comparing it to a piece of paper in his other hand. He then spoke to the